Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Ben Griffin will be presenting our words of encouragement for today, and his message is entitled, Be Ye Reconciled. His message comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is that you are doing, to find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. But before we bring Brother Griffin on the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It, of course, is my request that you all please continue praying for each other, to pray for every single family represented on this call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers and their families, as they are nothing but a blessing and a gift to us. And also for all travelers, truckers in particular, especially my husband and his friends, that we all respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. I'm asking prayer for my family as a whole, especially for my children, Kennedy, and her health issues, and pray for Jayla that she'll be that Christian example for her husband. And I'm praying for traveling grace for her husband, Eric, as he travels here on Friday, and pray for Kennedy and myself as we travel as well on this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6246.
Yes, great morning. This is Brother McFall. Just want to thank God for safe travels this past weekend, and just asking for prayers for Letitia Daniels. She's for safe travels as she travels to catch up with her father that just had just came out of surgery and was in the hospital. And also just continue to pray for me and my family as we continue to stay focused on what we need to do, and safe travels for my daughter as well as she goes to Orlando for an event. Thank you.
Thank you. 6635.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit. I'm asking prayer for my friend Stella. She called me this morning to ask me to take her to emergency. I'm waiting to hear from her, so I'm praying that all is well. Thank you.
Thank you. And caller 1340.
Good morning. This is Sister Carol Walker. I have a doctor's appointment in a couple of hours, asking for prayers that all will go well and my labs are in normal range. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for your prayer request. I now bring you Brother Ben Griffin, who will provide words of encouragement, followed by our closing prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you for such a touching, warm welcome and all the requests that have been made. We just want to ask God to bestow great blessings upon each of them. We just pray for Sister Carol Walker, her appointment that is coming very shortly on today. We just pray and follow that the diagnosis and the prognosis will be to her expectations, so to speak, and as God will bless her, whatever the results may be, that she can live with them and move forward. More so, we ask that God allow these results to come out in her favor. Pray for Sister Brenda, who's waiting on results from her friend Brenda. Don't know all the detail what the circumstances are, but we know that God knows, and we pray that Stella will be understanding. And so with Brenda, regardless of what the circumstances may be. Pray for Brother McFall. He asks for Captain Grace. He also requests prayers on behalf of Letitia Daniels and also his family, and that they will remain focused. Also, his daughter, who's traveling to Orlando for a special event. We pray that God, each of those requests that he has uttered. Also, Sister Pam, we're thankful for your daughter, her marriage. You request God to bless the health. He has been traveling grace for your son-in-law and the relationship that exists between those two and the remainder of the rest of the family that will be, if God would happen to be. And also, Danielle requested prayers and have one particularly for her husband, but also for his traveling companions and all those men who are motorists by lifestyle and also by occupation. We pray that they be alert and be aware of all those who are around them as they travel. We're just so delighted to be a part of this great ministry. Oh, I don't really know how long, but close to 15 years now I've been in Grace Nurture, and I'm just so thankful for those who invited me to be a part of this ministry so many years ago. It's a blessing for me to each Thursday, all these years, to be able to get up and share in this great ministry of the Lord. You know, many of us, nowadays, we got electronic banking, electronic checking. And when you go back in the days when you had to write checks and you had to wait for you to get your bank statement, you couldn't even necessarily call your bank and get the output or read on. You had to wait until you got your statement. And when you would take your physical checkbook and you get your monthly statement, you had to look at the two of them and compare the difference. That's called reconciliation or reconciling. You know, there are those on the mindset, you got more checks than you got money in the bank. Well, we soon learn that is not the case. Reconcile is an academic term, but more of a common term. It's bringing things back into proper perspective. Biblically, spiritually reconciled means to rejoin yourself to the divine source. That is, God being the divine source, and we being the mortal source. The mortal source is to reconnect to the divine source. The divine source never went anywhere. It's constant. But the mortal source, it veers off. A great example of this is Luke chapter 15, known as the wayward son or the prodigal son. It is that when he asked his dad for all his future provisions that he received those provisions from his father and went into the far country and wasted all that he had on rocks, living became in want and near starvation. And the Bible said he came to himself and he said, this is what I do. I go back to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against thee and against heaven. Allow me to be no more than your high servant. It's just the exact cases where the mortal reconciled to the divine. The son left the father never left the son. So the son was required to reconcile himself back to the father. With this clarification of mine, I'd like to share just for a moment or so a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the words of reconciliation. Now, we are ambassadors for Christ, and though God did beseech you to pray for you, instead be ye reconciled. It is very important that we understand that in the mind of the Apostle Paul, one main theme in these five verses, or 17, 18, 19, and 20. And in each verse, this reoccurring word, reconcile. In verse 18, it talks about reconcile. But going back to 17, the meaning of it is there too. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. There we have a new relationship or a new status with the Lord. And verse 18 says, have reconciled. And also reconciliation in verse 18. Verse 19, reconciling. Verse 19, reconciliation. And in verse 20, reconcile. So no doubt this phrase reconciled, to be brought back to where you belong, to be reconciled, to come together again. We abandon God, and we need to recognize when we abandon God, we need to be reconciled. We find another meaning to reconciliation as required, sometimes called repentance or reconnecting with God. We find that the Christ and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16, how that the Jews and Gentiles were reconciled in one body, the church. They were the divided people, and the only chance for reconciliation is in Christ. And that's why the writer says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Christ. So we look at this word, be reconciled. When we fall short, being able to never really come to God at all, and certainly not those in the call perhaps, but when we were in the world, they realized how lost we were. We heard the gospel, and we reconciled ourselves to God through hearing the gospel, that is, the gospel of Christ. But even as mature Christians, sometimes we step out of bounds Our spiritual well has gotten low. We're running on empty, and we don't know what to do. Our spiritual abilities don't seem to be working for us because we made some decisions that perhaps we knew they were the wrong ones. We did it anyway. And now we recognize that, look, we have stepped out of fellowship with God. And the only way we're going to be blessed and know we're being blessed is to reconcile ourselves unto God. And so in the writer here, it says, be ye reconciled. Whatever you may have done to get you out of step, out of fellowship with God, maybe you got out of a relationship with your spouse. Maybe you said some things or did some things that injured her or injured him. Or maybe you mishandled a relationship issue with a coworker or with your daughter or your son or your in-laws, and you were in the fault. You were wrong. You shouldn't have said, you shouldn't have done, you shouldn't have displayed this attitude. Well, now it's your responsibility to mend that broken fence. And what I mean by mending the broken fence, you must be the initiator in reconciling that broken relationship wherein you are at fault. And maybe sometimes may not be at fault, but maybe you're the more mature of those involved. And sometimes we have to defraud ourselves, and we must be the reconciler. We must be the initiator of mending the broken fence. Whatever it takes for you to be in fellowship with God, if that means reconciling to your spouse or to your loved one or to your children, then do so. Because you and I want to always be in good fellowship, in solid relationship with the Father. And so let's today, as we are on our way to work, recall an incident that happened days ago wherein you realized that fellowship was broken with your church member, your spouse, your child, or the coworker, and it was unnecessary. It wasn't the right decision to make. Let today be the day that you be reconciled unto God by first being reconciled to those whom God loves just as much as he loves you. May God bless you in our prayer. Have a great day. May God bless you and keep all of us. Be ye reconciled.